turn, you can separate the nail, and then you have them like you want to sell them, you know, you'd have each bin.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, and each side, you could have a scale hanging up there, and you can sell them.
Yeah. Now, your mother used to take the clothes out to the line. She'd carry them out in a
basket.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here's something I need to ask you. Before, now we have electric lights.
Yeah.
So when the light gives out, you just put in a new
bulb.
Okay. New
light bulb.
Light bulb.
Yeah, light bulb.
Okay. But before that, what
lamp and kerosene.
Yeah. You used to burn kerosene?
Yeah. Would put it in a lamp, you know.
Yeah.
And had wick, you know, that you put down in the kerosene, and you light the wick it up, and then you had this globe that you put over it, and you have this, but you could turn the wick up or down like you want, you know. And of course, you'd have smoke here. Sometimes you had a smoke, you got to clean your globe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
did you have another name for the stuff you burn in those lamps? You always called it
cool oil.
Coal? Okay.
Cool oil.
All right. And what'd you call that? A makeshift lamp, maybe with a rag, you know, you'd make out of a ball of rag and coal oil, kerosene?
Torch, I'm doing.
Torch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever call it a flambeau? Did you hear it?
No, I never heard that, no.
Never heard it? Okay. Let's get back to the parts of the wagon and stuff like that. Let's see. Well, I won't get into that. Let's see. When you go in the mill, say.
Correct.
When you go into the mill with your corn or something like that, did folks ever grow corn here?
We had in. Corn go to the mill to grind it up for cornmeal.
Yeah.
Had them big stones and crushes. And we used to run that by water somewhere on the creek. And
the quantity of corn you would take to the mill? Maybe?
Bushel. Bushel. And, you know, they're called a bushel. How many bushels?
Did you ever hear of a turn? Folks ever say that word, turn corn?
Not too much. I've heard that term, but not was used very much. No.
Now, the amount of wood that, you know, your mother sent you out to the wood pile to get some wood, and the amount of wood you carry in your arms, you call that a what? The amount of wood you could bring in?
Turn of wood, I believe you call it.
Turn? Okay.
I believe you call it a turn of wood. Get me a turn of wood.
Yeah. Do you ever say arm?
Well, arm full, I've heard him say that too. Arm full of wood, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we always kept the wood cut the right length for the stove. You know, in those days we had plenty of wood, you know, and plenty of saws and plenty of help. We keep the wood stacked ahead of time. Sometimes we'd have the wood in the shed, you know, and you're ready for the winter, had the whole shed full. You know.
Yeah. Now, in the top of a bottle, they'd always have, they never had bottle caps, they'd always be what?
Well, they had corn, cob, you know.
No.
Corn cob, they make a stopper out of that corn cob.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was made out of, well, did they have any other types?
Well, anyhow, I've even seen them use wood.
Yeah, what'd they call that? It was a light kind of wood, maybe?
I guess you'd say they try to pick out a soft wood that they could trim it up.
Call it cork.
Well, they did have cork stoppers, you know, you could buy them cork stoppers. But I mean, a lot of times people out in the woods didn't have a cork stopper, they didn't grab anything. But in there, you know, a lot of them used them to take an iron and sharpen their corn cob, put in there, and that kerosene, they carry it around there. And they take a potato. I see them take a potato and make a
really?
Yeah.
They put a potato over there. They have a name for that?
Or? Well, I don't know exactly what I remember.
Just get an old Irish and put it on the end of it.
Yeah, they could he could even take that on a gallon can, you know, had that, he'd lose the cap, you know, where you screw a cap on it, take that potato, he could get a potato in there about 50 good as that cap. You know, you just put that potato down over that thing and turn it, you know, it'd go right on down to the bottom, you know, it'd be a good cap.
What about that